Eastman?
Yeah.
Ready?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, Mr. President.
Yes, sir.
I got him.
Good.
And, he says he had done everything he could. He could not give those shirts. I told him it was just the intention, he said, that by the delegation was split about 50-50.
Uh-huh. Well, that's all that, that's all that I know that anybody can do is to tell him how we've...
Certainly, I've... You're right.
Well, now, what is the half of them are willing to say it and half of them are not?
He said he'd had trouble keeping some of them from giving statements to the press.
Yeah, well, I think so. I think so. But then what are they going to do?
Well, I don't know.
Well,
I'm going to find out later.
Fine. Well, I hope that they don't insist on being in the convention and being unwilling to say that it's their intention to. If they do, it makes it mighty hard to remain Democrats very well. That makes it harder on all of us who really want to be reasonable. But
but I think you appreciate he's being very frank with you. Buddy.
Yes, he is. He's been frank, and we'll just
and I think he has done everything.
Well, does he
go up on that? Failed on the goal, and so that thing he ought to kick him. Think he kick him. Lots of
tech. Well, now what has he done? What does he say to him? Does he say to him that he hopes that they can say that they would intend to support the convention? Or does he say he doesn't think they ought to?
He's going to say he doesn't think they ought to.
Well, now that doesn't...
They don't know what's going to happen.
That doesn't...
Doesn't leave you in the room?
No, it doesn't. No, it's a... But I believe that the country will support our position that people ought to want to come in to stay all night with you if they're going to bomb your house while they're there. And I think poor Mississippi, I think it puts them in a hell of a shape.
I'm going to talk to them again now. Anybody, if you're available, I'll call you.
I'll be glad to. I'll be available to you all as long as I'm in this place all the time. But his people have got much ground for us to help them on. If they say, we won't stay all night with you, but we want to warn you ahead of time that we may put a bomb under your pillow. We just say, we'd be glad you'd come here if you just express the intention of being loyal. We don't ask you to be loyal. We just say you intend.
I told him just exactly that.
And heretofore, everybody's been able to do that, even those when Alan Shivers walked out. He said he intended to, and after he got there, he said, well, I didn't know that they was going to take away my tithe lands. And things like that. So, well, I think it puts us...
When will this thing come to?
2:00 this afternoon, and then they go on, and my guess is that they'll determine their course pretty well late this evening.
Well, I'll let you know.
That's right. What he ought to tell Collins when he talks him here is that I don't see that asking you to express your intention to support what you're doing at conventions, anything wrong with it. I think that's all right. If you don't like it after it's over with, well, you can say, well, I didn't like the way it went. But before I went in, I intended to, but I didn't like the way it went. I think it puts us in a much better position for the Mississippi delegation and our friends here that we're trying to work with, trying to help, and I'm going to if they let me. But if they walk out, I can't help them.
No, you can't help them.
But I want to help them, and I've got some good help on problems I had this year from the boys in the house, as I've always got it from you and John.
All of them wouldn't leave.
No, that'll be all right. If somebody walk out,
all of them.